winter season here, which is just around the corner. I posted a picture yesterday of Nikiska and Lake Louise both blowing their snow guns, and that'll allow them to get something laid down, hopefully. Because, I mean, well, Lake Louise, I think their targeted open date is like next week.
Yeah. It's a week from now, and yeah. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I know.
We always have to remember, I mean, Lake Louise is close, but it's also colder.
That's true. A little higher up, too.
A little higher up. So they might actually be able to do it for the traditional Wee Waxy 500.
Yeah.
Ski One Run.
Speaking of Ski One Run, Frozen Thunder opened up the Canmore Nordic Center for cross-country ski enthusiasts. And, of course, throughout the winter, they'll be opening up more terrain. I have to admit, I've never gone cross-country skiing before. I'm a little ashamed to admit it. I understand that you haven't been cross-country skiing for some time due to a traumatic childhood experience.
Grade 8 class trip up to the Nordic Center, I totally got lost. Took me an extra 45 minutes to get back to the bus. I was like, why isn't anyone looking for me yet? Was my one of my concerns. You crying.
It was the 90s. Things were different back then. You lose a kid here and there. It's like, whatever. Yeah.
What? You know, when you get lost as a child, there's this terrible fear that you'll never be found. And thus, I've never skied again at the Nordic Center. But I've made a commitment this winter that I am going to give it another chance.
Good luck.
One of the great things is that the Nordic Center is looking for snow hosts.
Yeah, the Nordic Center trail system can be confusing to someone who's never been there before. Where do you go? Where do you start? The snow hosts, similar to what they have on, you know, our local ski resorts, do the same thing. Basically guide you, give you some advice on some trails to ski, maybe do a little ski with you. It's a cool idea. And for cross-country ski enthusiasts, as a snow host, you get to ski for free up at the Nordic Center, which is a pretty good deal.
The snow hosts do carry extra wax and a first aid kit. They also have a really good knowledge of the trails. And in grade 8, I could have used a snow host.
No kidding.
And it's a great opportunity as a volunteer to give back and contribute and exercise at the same time. They are recruiting right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they will train you as well in first aid. And those interested should email canmore.nordiccenter@gov.ab.ca.
Or you can read the Rocky Mountain Outlook article if you need to get that email link again.